Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers, we commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon His illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. We hope that you are safe and sound. Together with that, keep reciting durood and salat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So yes, in the company of our respected ulama, none other than on my extreme right, Mawlana Naushad Attari, Damat Fuyuzuhum, and my extreme left, our honorable and very own Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, we say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Let's commence with this beautiful, amazing share of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And through this share, inshallah, and couplet, we will saturate our hearts with the dhikr of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he writes and says, تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانا نور کا سبحان اللہ Yes, dear viewers, in the company of our respected guests, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, our discussion for this morning is the virtues of fever. What blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed in calamities is beyond our imagination. But what's going to be amazing is that we're going to cover the physical aspects of sicknesses and viruses and different types of diseases which are deadly, which could be very detrimental, we understand. However, on the other hand, inshallah, azza wa jalla, how are these sicknesses that exist out there, how can they actually benefit us? Fever, benefiting us. Allahu Akbar. So yes, inshallah, azza wa jalla, to learn more about how these illnesses could even give us dunyawi and ukhrawi benefits, stay locked and tuned with Madani Channel. Mawasab, alhamdulillah, we have our questions which we ask every morning. And once again, before we go any further into our discussion with regards to different types of sicknesses, we would like to first ask our question, what is the size of each station in paradise? Subhanallah, what is the size of each station in paradise? And today the question is basically with regards to the size of each station in paradise. So alhamdulillah, what is the size of each station? Kindly let us know, dear viewers, in paradise. And of course, this information is given to us by the Prophet who shares with us the knowledge of the unseen, Muasab. And of course, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah, reciting to us to those ayat which describes Jannah, and then explaining to us those wonders of paradise which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had witnessed in the night of Mi'raj, subhanallah. It's just so amazing, dear viewers. It's something that no eyes have ever seen, no ears have ever heard, and no heart have ever perceived. So inshallah, to learn more about Jannah and about the stations of Jannah, stay locked in tune with us. Muasab, it is a common fact and reality of this life, of this planet, that this world is a cultivation for the hereafter. And Mu'asab, just as a farmer sends cultivation and farming has to do with farmers, Mu'asab, you know, it's related to their work and their task. And that is how we get food that we eat, crops, plants, such as vegetables and fruits, so on and so forth. Farmers, subhanallah, also experience various types of weathers, Mu'asab, good weathers, bad weathers. And if the weather is not in their favor, they don't get the work done. And if the weather is in their favor, that year could be a very fruitful season in a year for them. Likewise, Mu'asab, we also understand from the very same example, just as the farmer doesn't have things going his way, in this world, we might not have things going our way, Mu'asab. And it's a planet of tests, calamities, adversities, different types of challenges in life that you are not prepared and ready for. And all of that can be prepared for, Mu'asab, starting off with stepping stones, such as small little sicknesses that come every human's way muasab, such as cold and flu are such symptoms or such sicknesses that every human has to have those sicknesses muasab, right? Likewise, there are fevers and flu, and then some sicknesses in this era, in this century, have increased. In previous centuries, they never existed muasab. So as time is going, different types of diseases are coming into existence, which no ears have ever heard about as well. No one have ever experienced before. And technologies and science are finding the medications and the right solutions for those problems. So muasab, alhamdulillah, we have learned so in this from this one narration that this world is a place for different types of challenges. And a substantiation that Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Park has also mentioned, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفَثِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So this is a place where we are going to be tested with different types of challenges, such as hunger, such as loss of wealth, loss of health, so on and so forth. And all of this is just to see, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ مُوَصَبْ. You know, this is not the translation of the verse. I'm giving you the summary of the ayah. At the end, we are all attested to see who has more patience, who can patiently endure these problems in this world, Muasab. Coming to point, Muasab, now that we know, that doesn't mean that if you came in this world, you can just live free without being sick. Almost every person experiences fever. And when we get fever, Muasab, we become very, very restless. There are people out there perhaps right now who are watching Madini channel and could be faced with some sort of challenge, physical sickness, or you may know some person who's also sick. So this program, of course, is for all the viewers of Madini channel, Muasab. And we would want the viewers at large to benefit from this program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Can Muasab first define fever itself? We have heard this word before. We have experienced fever itself. But how many of us even understand what is fever and how fever operates and works, Muasab? Can Muasab shed some light with regards to the definition of fever itself?
When the body is infected with some virus or bacteria, a bad bacteria, because some bacteria are good that we need. On our skins, we have bacteria. In our gut, in our colon, we have bacteria that breaks down the food. We need that kind of bacteria. But there's some bacteria that is not good for us. If that enters the body, maybe through a cut, maybe through something we consume, something we eat. Now, your white blood cells, this is the defense system. Your immune system is the defense system. So it activates white blood cells to go and fight with that virus or that bad bacteria that has entered into your body. And because of that, your temperature rises 38, 39, 40, maybe 41 degrees, right? And we have two kinds of blood cells in our body. Red blood cells, or red blood corpuscles, they call it, or white right. blood cells. Meaning the red blood, this actually takes the, it's like a transport system.
Right.
It takes oxygen and nutrients from the food to the different cells of your body. But the white blood cells, these are your soldiers. This is your army. Your natural Allahu. Defense system is activated. It fights with this virus and then your temperature goes high.
Achcha.
And if a person's immune system, if your soldiers are not healthy,
right.
if your soldiers are not strong,
right.
what's going to happen? It's going to be
right.
overpowered.
Right.
You're going to be defeated. You're going to end up getting,
right.
You know, other. It will branch off into other sicknesses
right.
as well.
Right.
So we have to be careful what we consume, what we eat. All these processed foods with so much of different chemicals in there. Yeah. Ultimately is going to bring down our immune system and make us more vulnerable to get sick and to have fevers and other kind of diseases as well.
Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madini channel, we have just learned that alhamdulillah, due to this, the immune system reacts and the white cells, mashallah, begin to fight against the bad ones, mashallah. So this is very, very good, and we learned that it is important, Muasab. Can Muasab shed more light with regards to how important it is and how these sicknesses assist in combating the bad diseases in a person's body, Muasab?
Muasab, actually, as Muasab explained, it boosts the immune system. It's
right.
a body's a defense mechanism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes, you know, if the illness is light, it doesn't even need a medication.
Aye, aye.
We, alhamdulillah, we are blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us capable internally and physically to combat those illnesses from the very immune system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within ourselves.
Yeah,
the white blood cells, as Muasab has explained. And the temperature rising, it actually fights the germs, the viruses that creep into the bloodstreams.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, it heats up the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are times, Muasab, when the temperature can go too high.
Mm-hmm.
That is when we need to keep a check. That is why the doctors are there. to keep in check the temperature. Mm. If the temperature is not too high, they don't worry too much. Mm. Why? Because it is safe. There is a threshold, like for example, 108 Fahrenheit. Mm. If it reaches up to that point, then the body goes into seizure and all that. Then now that becomes fatal. Mm. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh beautifully explained. He says, the person who never gets sick for 40 days, pious predecessors, awliya Allah, they would cry and they would repent in the court of Allah if they never got sick for 40 days. And then he says, light fever. Imagine Allah describes, he doesn't just say fever. So Allah mentions light fever. Mm. It's a blessing from Allah. Flu is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Headache is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are those blessings, Allah. Fever and headache. The Anbiya were blessed with it.
Allah.
Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, quoted by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. Then he says, pious predecessors, if they never got sick for 40 days, they would be worried and they would repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that maybe we're not getting sick, we're not experiencing these illnesses. That means there must be something wrong, because these are the ailments through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts His closest bondmen to test.
Subhanallah.
The stronger our bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the stronger the test, the more frequent the test is.
The test is.
So if we never got sick for 40 days, we must keep ourselves in check, inshallah.
Yeah, but.
Because this is the yardstick given by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, who is one of our pious predecessors, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, according to what our ulamas have mentioned, as you have heard, it is so important to, of course, be patient firstly, and then to understand the secrets in these diseases and sicknesses as well. As Mawsab, it is said that, you know, sometimes the fly that comes with the sickness also comes with the cure. So the fly that falls in the tea comes with the sickness and comes with the cure. Sometimes the very same fever that you have is actually a cure to many other sicknesses.
You
that
push it in, actually.
Exactly, Mawsab.
One wing has the
cure,
one has the...
I like the way Mawsab clarified that matter, because we don't want any of the viewers of Madani channel now to think, what are we going to do with the tea? So, mashallah, Mawsab clarified that matter, that if a fly does fall into the tea, it's even proven scientifically, Mawsab, aside from the fact that, mashallah, Islam explained this so beautifully, that if it has happened, then by dipping the fly back into the tea will cause the germs and the bacteria and the poison from that wing to be destroyed, subhanallah.
Mawsab, what if someone takes it to another level to squeeze the tea out?
Allahu Akbar. You know, Mawsab, that's called, in Urdu, that's called another word, and it's called actually kanjus makichus, as you say. However, that's with regards to stingy and miser people who would not share. It's just a kahawat, Mawsab, should we say, a saying in Urdu, that a person is a miser, he's kanjus, and then they say he's like even makichus, whereas he even squeezes the fly. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem make us generous people. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us generous like the blessed Sahaba Ali Munidwan and great Akabirin, pious predecessors, dear viewers. Mawsab, the question comes to mind with regards to fever. Who was or which was the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla? What was the first creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla that experienced this fever, whether it's light or whether it's heavy? Who was the first person in this world that experiences?
I think many of the viewers and listeners out there will be surprised by this fact, that, you know, which is the first thing that experienced a fever. Mm. In fact, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a summary of a hadith that the people on the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, they came to him and said that, you know, how can we be at ease in the ark when there's a lion with us? Allah. And so Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal inflicted or descended fever into the lion. So the lion was the first thing to experience a fever amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. So we have learned that the first creation of Allah azza wa jalla to experience fever was a lion, dear viewers. And of course, this narration is from the pious predecessors. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, received this information. And iman is with the Quran and Hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it should actually get stronger, because scientists have found evidence and they are still continuing to find evidence to many of those claims that have been made in the past, Mawsab. In today's date and age, they are finding evidence to the facts of the Holy Quran Park, as well as to the Hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, as you have learned, dear viewers, that
how a physical sickness such as a light fever and flu, or even a heavy fever such as a heavy fever, Mohsab, to this effect that if somebody had passed away due to heavy fever, he falls under the category of shaheed.
Allahu Akbar.
He receives the maqam, you know, those who have been slain in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So this is a great achievement. So just as fevers could actually assist and help a person to recover from something major or to protect himself from something major, likewise, if there's a dunyawi blessing, Allah Azza wa Jalla has even placed an akhirat blessing in that as well. Now, dear viewers of Madinah channel, see, there is a blessing which you and I knew about. But how can we get the blessing? How can we also reap blessing from that blessing? Is if you first experience and you first demonstrate patience and sabr. And thereafter, you will see the rewards coming into your account, inshallah. You will feel and experience some sort of happiness, and you will even, inshallah, get recovery if you learn to have sabr and patience. And trust me, you know, Mohsab, many silsilas have been done in the past with regards to the sabr and patience of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba alayhi udwan. Look at Hazrat Ayyub ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at his sabr and his patience. Look at the patience of the companions in the battlefields. Look at the patience of the Mubarak Azwaj Mutahharat. Look at the patience of the Ahlul Bayt of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the state of poverty, in the state of facing different types of challenges in this world. They knew that this world is a cultivation for the hereafter. There is no need to panic. There is no need to, you know, sing a song about our problems.
You know, this is the key word, the hereafter. Is this what we believe in? We are Muslims. We believe that, you know what, this is not the be-all and end-all, that when you die, it's all over. No, there is an afterlife. There is a hereafter. That's our belief. We have to, as a Muslim, we have to believe in that.
Right.
And so, whatever trials and tribulations and difficulties and sicknesses or cancer, whatever it is we're going through in this world, we know that, you know, all those difficulties are going to end.
Allahu Akbar.
So, the real difficulty starts if I didn't prepare for the grave and the hereafter. And, you know, on the day of judgment, a person will be rewarded, as you mentioned, that, you know, a simple thing like a fever. I should not curse it. A human being is like this, that, you know, what is in it for me? So we need to make minds of the people, as Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, Dawud Islami Muballighin do, that, you know what, this life is short, and very soon I'm going to leave this world. So whatever problems are there, whatever sicknesses are there, it is temporary. It's not going to last, you know, it's not going to continue in the grave of the hereafter. It's just confined to this world. And so I need to have and exercise patience. And if people's minds are made, then they won't have an issue actually. They'll keep the patience because they're keeping their focus on what the reward is. Bodily reward, physical reward, spiritual reward.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. But Mohsab, the thing is still the fact that people, who would want to be sick, Mohsab? Who would want to be sick? And the answer is that no one wants to be sick. Everyone desires to be healthy. Everyone wants to be fit. Every person wants to experience happiness, and no one out there welcomes sadness. No one out there says, please, sadness, come to me. It doesn't happen, Mohsab. Calamities, nobody welcomes. But because they will happen to humans, we are humans and we are bound to experience these sicknesses because we live on planet. And this planet is being populated, Mohsab, day by day, and it's becoming overpopulated. And with this pollution around us, Mohsab, those sicknesses which never existed before are, you know, bound to happen and come in this day and age. And they're going to come more in number. The thing is, the question is it a good thing never to fall ill, Mohsab? Is it a good thing not to fall sick? This is the question.
No, definitely. It is not a good thing because the Sahabi of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day he was surrounded by people, and then one villager, he says to him, they were talking about different illnesses, right? And that villager came and said to him that, you know what, I've never fallen sick.
Right.
As if it's a good thing. Right.
Right.
So he thought maybe it's a very good thing that, you know, I don't fall ill in a hurry.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And the Sahabi then said, if that is the case, then you are not one of us.
Allahu Akbar.
Because this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which we are tested. And through this, our sins are expiated as the leaves from the tree fall, subhanAllah. So, Mohsab, it is a reality that life in itself is a series of compromises.
Right.
It's a series of compromises. We compromise day and night, you know, over certain things. And we see the greater good in things. Why? Because that's why, okay, I'll compromise with this because I see this benefit here, right? And we make these decisions every day in our lives.
Allah.
So now, why not compromise this temporary life and this temporary pleasure that we have over the pleasure of the akhirah,
inshallah.
Subhanallah. So that is where the wisdom lies of this observing patience. Now, sometimes we settle for compromises that are very comfortable, you know. We can be comfortable with it. All right, it's not a make or break situation. But being patient over the calamities, over sicknesses, over fever, such a disease that actually breaks a person. A person can't even get off the bed if this fever is prolonging maybe 1, 2, 3 days.
And sometimes also very severe headaches, like migraine issues as well. A lot of people out there suffer with this as well.
Yes. And in these extreme cases, now that's where extreme sabr is needed. And maybe in psychological terms, we can call it radical acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. He has given me this illness. As the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would say, when people would advise them to call a doctor, you know, why don't you see a doctor? You know, it is the tabib who is the healer, subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made me sick. So what use is it, you know, me going to a physician or a doctor? So in this way, the pious spiritualists, they have also guided us that, you know what, sometimes it's better to observe patience than open your mouth and complain. So radical acceptance, whatever has befallen us, to have patience over it, inshallah, this is the key to unlock these treasures, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Masab, just in a nutshell, since that we know that we are motivated to always have sabr and patience over these calamities, and having sabr, as Masab mentioned, is extremely important. But it should not be the case, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, that we say we have patience, or rather should I say that there's a problem out there, Masab, which a person needs to speak about, but he's not speaking about because he's thinking, by keeping quiet about it, I'll get sawab and reward. Yes, you will be rewarded, even if you spoke about your problem, because speaking about your problem to find a solution for it will not make you lose the reward, dear viewers. So kindly speak about your problem, especially to a doctor if need be. Don't hold back. If there's a need for you to go and speak about any illness that you are facing, that you have right now, and you want to talk about it, please, you should go ahead and find a solution to this problem. But Masab had even explained about the barakah and the blessings of the pious predecessors. For example, Masab, such calamities, Fath-e Mawsali, great pious wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla, pious individual. His wife Masab, walking with her sahelis and friends, she just fell to the ground. She tripped by something, she fell down, and due to that impact of falling, Masab, her toenail snapped. Of course, it would cause pain. Instead of crying, she was smiling. Other friends around her asked her, "But what is the matter? Are you not feeling any pain that you're smiling?" She's saying, "Well, the thought of receiving thawab over patience have kept me far away from crying about the pain.
Subhanallah.
The fact that Allah will reward me, why must I cry about this pain?" Now, we are different. Before something can happen, we want the world and the media to know, "Ye hone wala hai." Aur hone ke baad phir badarjaye aula, we explain our problem. So just a little focus on this aspect as well. That focus, Allah Azza wa Jalla is giving you dunyawi benefits, that if fever came, headache came, you got a heart disease, you got a lung problem, you have blood issues, you have diabetes, you have pressure. If when the small sickness have so much of blessing, Masab, then what about the heart attacks? Why wouldn't that have Islamic benefits, in the sense of Allah Azza wa Jalla in return for that will expiate our sins, our gunas, our wrongdoings on this planet, are actually washed away because of having sabr and patience.
I witnessed this, what Masab is saying, that her toenail was snapped, and because she had the thought of akhirah and the reward she was going to receive, it actually dulled down her pain and shifted her attention away from the pain itself. And this is not something far-fetched. You know, let's say, for example, I took my son to the clinic, and the doctor was, children don't like injections.
Right,
this is the reality, that we ourselves, we don't like it. But we have grown accustomed to it and we know what it is. But children, they feel pain, you know. So what he did, he pinched him on somewhere else on his body and then injected him while he was looking the other way on his other hand, and he put the injection into the other hand.
Attention.
So it diverted the pain. The pain receptors are everywhere in the body.
Right.
Yeah. So the pain, his attention was directed to the pain that was on the other side. And
Allah,
he became oblivious of the pain of the injection itself. SubhanAllah. So this is something that we experience. This is reality.
So we divert our attention to what I am going to get, what reward I'm going to get. And this is where knowledge comes in as well. And if I know about it, that, you know, it is so much of thawab and reward in having a sickness, then, you know, I won't complain about it. It's one thing speaking to the doctor, and it's another thing cursing the sickness, complaining to others, oh, you know, now I've got this sickness, why me? And, you know, why not me? Because, I mean, I do so many wrong things, why shouldn't I get afflicted with some kind of sickness or trial in my life?
Allahu Akbar.
So knowledge is certainly power. It empowers you. Look, I'm going through this difficulty, but if I have patience, look at the reward I'm getting. Look at my body is becoming refreshed because of that fever. How the gold, if you want to take out the gold from the other metals, and you've got to heat it up, you've got to melt it down, you've got to increase the temperature, and then you get the pure gold coming out. So likewise, you know, whatever sickness that we have, whatever fever we have, then, you know, I need to train my mind that there's benefit in it for me as a believer. And so I need to observe patience as well.
MashaAllah. Masa, we're hitting the Madani pearls right now.
Whatever we learned, we just...
MashaAllah, Kareem, accept, MashaAllah.
Masa, it reminds him of a beautiful share in Urdu. Dana khak mein milkar gule gulzar. When it destroys itself in the sand, then it blooms. SubhanAllah. So this is the reality. Masa has spoken about the gold, how its impurities are removed by burning it through the fire.
SubhanAllah. Islam is such a beautiful religion in which we learn so many different things, Mohsab, that helps us to navigate through life and to become better humans. Dear viewers, we asked many questions to our ulamas today, and they have given such beautiful answers which will give us motivation to have patience over different types of calamities. Now, this sickness was regarding physical sickness. If someone has a spiritual sickness, sabr and patience is the same solution. If someone has a mental sickness, sabr and patience is the very same solution. In all circumstances, if you have sabr, Allah Azza wa Jalla is with you. And inshallah Azza wa Jalla, do not in any circumstances ask for death in that sickness of yours. Even if it becomes unbearable, still assume and know that this is the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon me. It is the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon me. Never assume that, no, it's the end. I want to end my life. I can't take it anymore. I just want to go from this world. Do not ask for death in severe cases. Be patient. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who grants shifa through the blessings of His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He knows best what's better for you. He knows better than you what's good for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So if you or anyone that you know is going through any problem in this world, pray for that person, make dua for that person, recite ayat of the Holy Quran in Pak, and inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we're going to ask Mu'asab for some wadaif, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, to also recite to attain tranquility and happiness and sukoon through those invocations. Very quickly, inshallah, let's have a look, and yeah, the answer is on your screens. SubhanAllah, it is mentioned in a hadith that it would encompass all the worlds. Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. So this is the truth, dear viewers, that Jannah is bigger than all the worlds put together. And only Allah and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows best. We ask for Jannah and we should work for Jannah, dear viewers. Strive for it with passion and enthusiasm. Worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Seek forgiveness and for all the sins which we have committed. Just as we find solutions from the doctors for the physical sicknesses, let's find solutions for the inner diseases from the Holy Quran, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. For the inner viruses and sicknesses from the hadith of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can Mu'asab, inshallah, before we terminate, give us a beautiful wadifa to read in the state of anxiety of any sickness, parishani?
There are several, but to make it easy for us, a person who has a fever should continuously recite Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir, Bismillahil Kabir. Also, our master Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that if a person has a fever, they should recite, and parents can do this for their kids as well, 40 times Surah Fatiha. They should recite with Durood-e-Pak once before and after, blow into some water, and then take this and sprinkle onto their face, inshallah, the fever will disappear.
Ya baat, mashallah. Jazakallah for this as well, Mohsab Qibla. Is Durud-e-Pak a must to recite, Mohsab, before and after?
Any wazifa, actually, we are told by the experts, by the our kabirin, that try to recite Durud-e-Pak for more blessings as well.
So you should always recite Durud-e-Pak, especially before any invocation and supplication, especially, inshallah, you will see the blessings in your du'as day after, inshallah. Ji Mohsab, as we are at the end of the program, any terminating sentiments from Mohsab?
Inshallah, we, since the time is short, let's make this dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us bimare Madina. Our minds are overwhelmed by the thoughts of visiting Madina Munawwara, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us there.
Ameen. Subhanallah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, dear viewers, stay locked with Madani Channel. Keep reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for all those who are sick and bimar, may Allah azza wa jalla restore your health with good health. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins through the blessings of the Holy Quran Pak, the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be back inshallah with another episode only on your Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.